It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
Your voice sounds different. Are you okay?
Yes, I am. I just got back from our garden tour of Italy and I brought back a head cold, but I am fine.
Okay, excellent. Fruit trees that have really kind of been struggling this year with the frost and then the flooding, things like apples and pears and cherries, a couple of varieties of fruits, more exotic ones that have done really, really well. And I don't know a lot about them. Can you talk more about the persimmon and the pawpaw?
Yeah, so these trees are more subtropical, like you're saying, so they bloomed a little bit later, so they avoided that whole freeze thing. So the persimmon is the American persimmon. That's the one you want to grow. It's hardy to zone 4, maybe zone 5 too. There's a lot of different varieties. Meter is one, John Rick, Early Golden. What's great about this tree is that it looks tropical. It's got mango-sized leaves. It grows 20 to 30 feet tall. And you only need one tree to get fruit. Small donut-shaped fruits that start turning orange in October. And at that point, you can either harvest them, bring them inside and let them ripen further, or just leave them on the tree. But you don't want to eat them when they first start turning orange because they're very astringent. But if you let them get really mushy ripe, then they have this really custardy sweet flavor to them, which is delicious. In fact, the botanical name means food of the gods. If you're looking for a smaller tree, the pawpaw is the one temperate climate version of the cherimoya that is hardy up here. It's hardy to zone 5. It grows a little shorter, 10 to 20 feet tall, but does need two different varieties to actually get cross-pollination. They grow up, they have those avocado-shaped leaves, and they have clusters of fruit that are about the size of a small mango. And when they get soft, you pick them, bring them in, slice them in half, and they have this yellow-orange color to them with black seeds. You scoop them out, and it's got a flavor kind of like a banana, papaya type of, definitely not your apple. So both of them are nice trees to grow in the landscape. They look beautiful, and you can get some great fruit.
Well, there's a couple of questions. This one from Beth in Middletown Springs. Beth writes, after hearing your segment on growing figs in a container, I got a dwarf Chicago fig last summer. Left it in the garage over the winter, and then spring, I trimmed it all back. It was maybe 2 feet tall. Beth writes, as we head into fall, not only has it not produced many figs, it's growing a lot taller than I expected. Can I expect more figs? And how am I supposed to keep the height in check? I think another year of growth and I won't be able to fit it in the house.
Well, fig trees want to grow big, 10, 20, 30 feet. So putting them in a container is a good idea because it dwarfs them. It keeps them short. If you don't have figs by now, you're not going to be getting figs this year. But that's not unusual for a container-grown young fig. It'll take a couple years for them to get old enough to start producing. So what I would suggest to do is cut it back again, a couple feet tall, put it in a basement or a garage, somewhere where it stays above freezing but below 45 degrees, and just leave it there. Leave it there all winter. Doesn't need light, doesn't need water, doesn't need anything. In the spring, once it starts leafing out, then you move it outside to a protected spot until the danger of frost is gone, and then you'll be all set to go. So that would probably be the best way to kind of get it going. And then when you have it next year, fertilize it well and keep it well watered.
Okay, excellent. Well, Laurel writes in to say, I have a huge limelight hydrangea that's got to be moved due to some construction work. It's about 10 feet tall, almost as big around. It does appear that there are several trees at the base. Is there a recommended way to move this as like a full plant, or do I break it up into several? This was a gift from my late husband, so I really hope it can be salvaged.
Yes. I think the best thing to do would be to cut it way back, because they can take that kind of pruning, these panicle hydrangeas, maybe by half or even a bit more than that, and then dig it up and try to get a big size root ball. You can do it this fall because it's still early enough to do that. And then move it to the new location, full sun, well-drained soil, all of that. Keep it well watered. And it should move okay. And it should survive that move as long as you do that. If you're a little nervous about that, you can root prune it this fall and move it in the spring.
Excellent. If you've got questions, send them to us, vermontpublic.org. Search All Things Gardening and submit your question in the post. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.